Look at that, Richard.
Oh my.
Can you see how that match has cleft itself in twain?
Yes, it looks like a tree that's been struck by lightning.
I'm just really... who am I? I've changed, Richard.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what incarnation I'm here today in, but I have a smoking pang. I keep lighting this match and blowing it out, hoping that I'm gonna have a cigarette sometime, but it's just the match, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have the cigarette. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yes.
I'm really enjoying my lungs, Richard.
I'm really enjoying your lungs as well. I must say, like a nightingale do you sing of a morning, you know?
There's so much to enjoy with the lungs. You know, the square breath?
Yes.
I did that in the theater last night because it was such a dull play.
Yes.
And so I closed my eyes to it and I thought, just focus on the square.
Now, can you tell me what a square breath is? I know, but I don't know if all of our listeners do.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4,
in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2. That was nice. It's hard to speak and feel honest on the hold.
On the hold, because you are letting out a tiny bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe just mouth, you know.
Okay.
And
mouth it.
You mouth it, but with enough mouth movement that the listeners can still hear that we're making the mouth movement.
Okay, a lot of mouth gesticulation.
Yes.
Okay, but no exhale.
Right. So...
In, 2, 3, 4. Out, 2, 3, 4.
Beautiful.
Oh, just gorgeous. Perceptible, you know.
If yes.
You enhance just the rest with your imagination like a coloring in book.
I feel like if I was having trouble sleeping and you were to get near my ear and just do the hold parts of that, I would just... drift away to your... Oh, God, I nearly fell asleep just then. Also sounds like a weasel cleaning his asshole.
You'd know, Richard.
Oh, it's nice to be here. Greta, you have lit 3 candles. Often we light a candle in this house to help us focus.
One for each of us. Yeah. You, me, and the listener.
Yes, we burn a candle for you, listener. I hope you can feel its warm glow through your earphone. Not too close as to singe your ear hair.
It's the stubby one that's for you. It's thicker, but it's stubby just like I like it.
Well, thank God for that, you know, folks. You find your counterpart. Mine is basically like the shape of a coin. So stubby.
Stubby.
So thick.
Yeah, like a hurling puck.
Hmm. I think you've hurled that puck a few times.
Pucker me happy.
Richard and Greta, gonna make your lives better. Today.
Welcome to Richard and Greta.
Yes, the podcast where we dig deep into each other's souls and psyches to find treasures.
I have a trowel with me today, so I might move slowly, but I'm going to get there, and honest work is going to help me find your deepest recesses.
Yes. Oh, they're deep, Greta.
Gosh. I'm looking at your nose and I'm wondering if I lifted it right off, would I recognize it in a lineup?
Oh, good question. I don't know if you would or not.
I'd like to make that game, you know, I'd like to do that, you know, a collage.
Yes,
let's do it later.
Yes,
sounds
yes.
fun.
Yes, we could print out a bunch of noses, including our own, and then, you know, and would you be filled with jealousy, you know, if I accidentally chose John F. Kennedy's nose and said I thought that was yours?
I think I'd be honored. Ooh. I have a visitor in my mouth, my throat.
Yes.
I would be honored.
Sublime.
product review.
Well, yes, let's review product, and we take the term quite loosely.
Greta.
Richard.
Recently, you and I traveled to New Mexico together.
So we did.
To the land of enchantment, it's known as.
Didn't we just?
And we went to the mountains, and we went to the desert. And we went to a store called Boot Barn. And you purchased some boots. I would like you to tell us about those boots and review them, please.
I bought silver and white hide tasseled and spangly cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Cowgirl boots, maybe you might say. And gosh, do they have sass. I can barely walk in them. I'm bouncing with sass. So, you know,
yes.
They make me stand in a certain way, you know, hip out and ass high. And I just strut, you know?
Yes.
So far, I haven't worn them out. I did promise to wear them out last night, but at the last minute, I thought, you know, I don't want to wear these boots, you know? And I changed them for a dull green leather flat. But I do wear them when I'm making eggs. When I scramble eggs, I have got so much sass, you know, in the kitchen. I'm just yee-haw all the way. Here are your eggs.
It's so fantastic to see you strutting around in those things. I mean, giddy all the way up, it is. Yes. Hands down, lights out, fantastic.
Ass up, hands down, she will be coming around the mountain and she's bringing you some hot eggs.
Yeah, and she will be coming like a fucking geyser.
5 stars.
Product review.
Review. Richard, I'd like you to review the new positioning of the bed in the bedroom.
Yes. So there's been a lot of debate in our house of late of which direction should the bed be great. It was in such a way that you had to go up a tiny alleyway to get to the bathroom door because it was covering the bathroom door, which is a sliding door to paint the picture, not a swingy open and closer.
No, a narrow side passage up the side of the bed.
Yeah, and so if you maybe your partner leaves a few items there, say a computer bag,
if your partner is Greta.
A bolster.
My book.
A book or five. Greta's not satisfied, mind you, with one book. She likes a selection to go, which one will I dip into tonight?
Same with glasses.
Yes, glasses, both for eyes and drinking glasses. It becomes a obstacle course to get through this narrow passage between the wall and the bed to the bathroom slidey door. To get inside to shake the dew off the lily. Oh, Jesus. So we thought, let's move the bed. I suggested we move it to a different wall where there would be no passage and we both have to get out the same side or off the bottom. You know, we got it in a corner now.
Yes.
So you can either go shimmying on down and slump off the bottom of the bed if you're on the inside. Or you can climb over the person, or if you're on the outside, you know, easy peasy.
And I am not proud to say you met with some resistance from me.
Yes, yes. I had to paint a romantic picture for you to get on board. One that I believe in. It wasn't, you know, smoke and mirrors. I said, if we put it on that side, it'll be by the window, up against the window, and it'll be like we're on a boat. And we'll have the sea view, even though there is no sea view. You know, it's more of a view of the
boat. Yes, and I stopped complaining, and my frown eased, and my smile broadened.
Yes.
A boat, Richard?
Yes. And haven't we been sleeping soundly on the waves in that little boat of late? I find it fantastic. I give it 6 stars.
Yes, I so much prefer it.
And it's opened up the flow in our bedroom so much. You can sail into that bathroom to brush your teeth like, you know, captain of that boat. Go, please, second shipmate or whatever you call these people, you know, take the helm, Captain Cervantes.
Cervantes needs to brush his dientes, you know what I mean? And off you trot, straight on in.
I'm excited to get into bed in that shape.
Yes. It's, it, you know, and it's cozy to be up against the wall. It was, you know, you'd think, oh, we're both going to be fighting over who gets the side where you can bail out easy.
Who's on the aisle?
Yeah.
But we both want the window seat.
We like the window seat, and it's kind of, you get nestled in between your lover and the wall, and you go, I like this trap.
I thought, oh gosh, I'm going to have to climb over if I need the bathroom, but no, I roll over slowly, and I make the most of it, you know. Oh, yes. Excuse me, oh, Richard. Whoa. Oh, sorry, you're in the way. I'm just going to have to rub my tits past you a little longer while I'm on the way out of this room.
Oh, my. Whoa. I feel like I'm in a friendly boxing match.
Thump, sorry, thump. Oh.
Oh, ow, oh.
Oh, thump. Oh, sorry, I forgot my glasses.
Oh, and you just won by a knockout, because you are a knockout.
Hot dang.
Listener questions.
Greta.
Richard.
Susan Stamos writes in, Greta, I like a dry massage, but my boyfriend likes to lather me up with all kinds of different oils and greases, and I don't know how to tell him, give it to me dry. What do you suggest?
If you really don't want to hurt his feelings, cry allergy.
Yeah, sorry, I'm allergic to rosemary or, you know...
Exactly. That I got a little rash last time. Could you give it to me dry?
Yeah, so let's roleplay this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name
is. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Lover. Lover.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Your hand's ready. Just yes. Put that bottle down 1 second.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to slippity-slidey all over you with these greasy hands.
Oh, that's a beautiful idea. But you know what? I got a little rash last time.
Oh.
And I was wondering if you could give it to me dry.
Oh, I mean, it's not really my thing, but, you know, I don't want to give you a rash. Why not?
Oh, that's nice and dry. Actually, I don't mind it dry. Oh, do you know what? That feels quite good.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, we should probably do it this way from now on.
It's Al Natural. It's also a good name for any of your friends named Al, especially if he doesn't wear underwear or shave.
Moving on.
Richard.
Greta.
Can I invite you to a surprise segment?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I've hidden a peanut.
Oh.
Somewhere.
Yes.
Do you want to try and find it?
Yes.
You have to ask questions.
Okay.
1 second. I'm just going to hide it somewhere else.
Okay.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Is it in the house?
No.
Is it in reality? Is it in a real place or a fictional place? Is it in a
real place? Real place.
Is it in the United Kingdom?
Probably not right now.
Does it move?
Yeah.
Is it on a boat?
No. Well, it could be. I don't know.
Is it on a person?
Yes.
Is that person in America?
Oh, could very well be.
Is this person an actor?
Yes, indeed.
Is this person a male actor?
Yes, it is.
Is this person Tom Cruise?
No, this isn't Tom Cruise.
Is this person over 50 years old?
Yes, only a little while over, yeah.
Is this person in comedy movies?
Yes, often. Not only.
Does this person have a full head of hair?
Yeah, beautiful hair.
Is this person Jack Black?
No.
Is this person wrinkly-faced?
I think he's got a few lines, yeah.
Is this person in movies by Steven Spielberg?
Oh, gosh. Let
is
me
this
think.
Person Tom Hanks?
No. No, more niche.
Is this person Nish Kumar? Is this person known for character acting?
You know what? He brings the same kind of guy to every role.
Right.
You have been likened to this person.
Is it Kevin Bacon?
No.
Is it Mark Hamill?
No.
Is it Jeff Goldblum?
'Tis Jeff Goldblum, but where's the nut?
Is it in his nose?
No.
Is it in his eyelid?
No.
Is it in his ear?
No.
Is it in his mouth?
No.
Is it in his pants?
Yes. It's in his shorts.
It's in his shorts.
It's in his shorts. The peanut is in Jeff Goldblum's shorts.
Oh. Well.
Well found, Richard.
It's divine to find a peanut in Jeff Goldblum's shorts.
Surprise segment.
So we're having some Marmite rice cakes.
So much sustenance.
Hmm. That is really actually delicious. Sticky, mind you. It's got a coating of Marmite. How do you think they blast these? Is it a spray?
It might be a spray. I imagine they pass through some kind of Marmite plating.
Yeah.
You know, like gold plating a necklace, you yes. Marmite plate a rice cake.
I'm picturing those robots that paint cars. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. I wonder if you can buy Marmite spray. Mmm. Yeast.
Massage me dry, Richard. I'm freshly Marmite.
Yes. You also taste divine. Mmm.
Mmm. It's not easy to eat it in a hurry.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, Greta.
I'm trying to get rid of it, but it's so dry.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's delicious.
Greta.
Yes?
Would you like to join me in a surprise segment?
You bet I would.
I'm going to call this the parts of the body and what we call them.
Oh, yes.
And what we will do is choose parts of the body and then take turns giving them the many names they go by, as many as we can think of.
Okay, this is beautiful. Beautiful. What a lovely surprise. Okay. What a segment.
Well, let's start with eyes.
Yes, peepers.
Windows to the soul.
Lady magnets.
Oh, man magnets.
Goggles.
Ogglers.
Boiled eggs.
Oh, gorgeous. Yes, warm, soft boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Orbs.
Yolks. Still okay. On the eggs.
Still on the eggs. A little window into what you think about my eyes.
What about your feet?
Shoe caddies.
Beautiful. Ground slabs.
Walkers.
Fetish props.
All right, should we move on to hands?
Yes.
Mitts.
Paws.
Clam jugglers.
Scratchers.
Diddlers.
Wrist blossoms.
Oh, gorgeous. Extremities.
Starfish.
Sea anemones. Legs.
Noodles.
Gams.
Pencils.
Pegs.
Thumpers.
Giddy-ups.
Frankfurters.
Okay. Breasts.
Oh, yeah. Now we're having
now
fun.
We're getting
now
into the good stuff.
Now we're having fun.
Let's get into the good stuff. Okay. Finally.
Finally. Jugs.
Bosoms.
Tits.
Tatas.
Wazzers.
Moneymakers?
Melons.
Sweater puppies.
Buns.
No.
Front buns.
Front buns, yes.
Front buns.
Buns. Smuggled buns. Water balloons.
Rhombabas.
Cupcakes.
Udders.
Lady udders.
Woman puffs. Deflated beach balls.
Inflated beach balls.
Okay, Dick.
Okay. One-eyed pirate. One-eyed butt pirate.
Dong, schlong.
Shaft.
The Pope.
Johnson.
The Cardinal.
Wiener. Ding dong. Pecker. Tent pitcher.
Yes, please.
Hooded trouser snake.
Undercover warlord.
Vagina.
Clam.
coochie.
Loop station of love.
Muff.
My leg mouth.
The conduit of life.
The geyser. The disguiser.
The taco of delight.
The web spinner.
How to get the most.
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 Out of your partner.
Dry.